Welcome to Canada Live. I'm Angeline Tetteweo. Since they began as the musical duo White Horse in 2010, Melissa McClelland and Luc Doucette have been just that, a duo. They've released 3 albums and 2 EPs. They've toured extensively with a stage full of looping technology to make themselves sound like a full band. Well, now they have a new record. They've dumped the technology, hired 3 fine musician friends, and they've become a real band. This show is the debut of the White Horse Band. As Melissa says, they're a gang now. You can really hear the difference in this hit song from their 2015 record, Leave No Bridge Unburned. This is Downtown, the new White Horse sound on Canada Live.
Till you make them your home. Where do I know you? Have you ever seen me?
That's White Horse with a brand new full band version of their 2015 hit, Downtown. After 6 years of recording and touring as a duo, real-life couple Melissa McClelland and Luke Doucette had conquered their personal challenge of sounding like a full band on stage. They were good at it, and it was really fun to watch. But it was hard work and bent too many of their songs out of shape. Luke and Melissa finally decided they wanted to have more fun by sharing the load with some good friends. So keyboard player Gregory McDonald, bass player Ryan Gavel, and drummer John Obersian joined the band in order to play the songs on the new White Horse album as they were meant to be played. The record is called Panther in the Dollhouse, and here's Melissa McClelland to tell you more.
The name came to me in a dream, and right away it just kind of struck a nerve with me, and it related back to the music that we had been making. And I loved the idea of this kind of domestic bliss and maybe these social ideals that we work towards in life, and we think things need to be a certain way and everything's kind of perfectly placed, and then all of a sudden this wild animal shows up and is slinking through your environment and you can't ignore it and you can't turn away, and kind of upturns everything. I felt like there's a lot of political issues, a lot of things around sex and race, and a lot of kind of hefty ideas that we felt like we couldn't really turn away from.
Melissa McClelland of White Horse talking about the band's latest album, Panther in the Dollhouse. You're about to hear them perform Nighthawks, the second single from Panther. Melissa wrote Nighthawks as what she calls the flip side of their song Evangelina. It's on the previous White Horse album, Leave No Bridge Unburned.
Evangelina, that song is a celebration, and it's kind of a shout out to the retired sex workers in Canada who took their fight all the way to the Supreme Court, fighting for the rights of men and women in their field. So Evangelina is a prostitute as superhero, and Nighthawks is kind of exploring the flip side of that. When you criminalize prostitution and even drugs, it creates this kind of victim-perpetrator mentality and existence on the streets. And so it's kind of exploring that reality.
Come on down from the ledge with your pretty wings spread. Fly me through the steel tower night. When the cold air bites, when the alley cats fight, all the normals are shutting off their light. Everybody's looking to the sky. Nighthawks coming alive. Let me in, let me in, let me underneath your skin. And you'll break my little heart. When the sun slowly comes to the east side of the slum, it's gonna break, it's gonna break, it's gonna break. The places you have been, sing it out like a vampire sound. If he thinks it's a jinx, just a smile and a wink will go a long, long way tonight. Oh, I know that your little girl is sleeping in the other room, but everybody. You're popping on the pill, roll your eyes like it's so blasé. She's a stunner, you're a taker, she's a muse, she's a faker, and you like it that way. Yeah.
That's White Horse with Nighthawks off their latest album, Panther in the Dollhouse. Next up is the first single from Panther in the Dollhouse. It's called Boys Like You. Here's Luc Doucette.
The initial narrative was just the meanderings of a petulant man-child, his fantasies or things he'd like to accomplish or to achieve with a girl, I suppose. It's not very flattering stuff. It's pretty junior high. He's a bit of a jerk. And the song just kind of sounded like, well, it's kind of a jerk. Like, what's the point of presenting that perspective or that story outside of any context? And then the second part of it, where Melissa was going to sing Boys Like You to Their Mothers, all of a sudden the song made sense to me, to us, to everybody. It's just a better story.
All I wanted was to be a handsome, drunk, sad bastard with a rusty draw. All I wanted was to make the top five with no chance of waking up with y'all. All I wanted was to have you show me a little thigh, put it in the bank. All I wanted was to think about your pretty face when I need a dream. Look at her, she's sad bastard. All I wanted was to make the top five. All I wanted was to have you show me a little fight. All I wanted was to think about your pretty face.
I have a dream. Look at her, she's everything. Cousins want to make it see.
Like You. That's White Horse with a song off their latest album, Panther in the Dollhouse. Luc Doucette of White Horse grew up in Winnipeg, where his mother runs a shelter for at-risk people on the streets. Luc drew on that experience in writing this next song, Manitoba Death Star.
I mean, the line in the song, the gloom looms like a Manitoba Death Star. Winters are long, and it can be a gray town. Anyway, the concept of Manitoba Death Star is just that it looms, and the Death Star, I always have this image of Star Wars. Whenever they show the Death Star, it's like, it's ominous. Bad things are going to happen. But the song itself is more just following a character through various states of his life and environments in which he lives, which includes the north end of Winnipeg, it includes a reservation where he would have been brought up, and it also includes a place called the Sunshine House, which is a drop-in center for, technically I suppose they would call it at-risk people on the streets, street-oriented people in Winnipeg, most of whom are Indigenous people. And the character in Manitou the Death Star, he fancies himself a Jedi, and he sort of waves his gloveless hand at the white kids freezing in the schoolyard. And there's a certain empathy that I hope comes across in the song about his experiences that are more complex and more interesting and more varied and less predictable than some of the narratives that we're hearing a lot.
White Horse with Manitoba Death Star off their latest album, Panther in the Dollhouse. Coming up is another single from Panther in the Dollhouse. It's called Die Alone. Here's Melissa McClelland.
Die Alone is, we follow a relationship right from the beginning, the innocent beginning, kind of romantic, kind of trashy, you can't really tell, but they end up together and then things grow stale and tragic and abusive, and it kind of ends up in a dark place. And I guess the very uplifting moral of the story is, you know, how sometimes we will cling to something or a way of life, or we will put up with anything just to simply not make that change or to simply not die alone.
We wear halos we stole from the back. Tell you some lonely little star. There's a phone.
White Horse with a Guy Alone. We're on stage with the newly expanded White Horse Band at CBC Music in Toronto. They're playing music from their latest record, Panther in the Dollhouse, plus great new versions of older songs, like this one called Achilles' Desire.
Well, I don't have much, but I've got the good stuff. And I keep it tucked away where you can find it if you've got the guts. And walk with me, walk with me, walk with me, walk. I got a girl from the birds who I'll talk. But I don't have much, but I've got the good stuff.
Trouble comes calling, I'm packing my bags for the West. I'll give you nothing for nothing if that's what you desire. I'll let it cool if you light my fire. Bumper, shine my way home. Bumper, shine my way home.
don't have much, but I am a rich man, and I've got a woman down from the park where you is finer than say.
Horse with an older song called Achilles' Desire. Luke Doucette has played a lot of blues in his career, and White Horse was nominated for Blues Album of the Year at the 2017 June Awards for their EP called The Northern South Volume 1. It featured their versions of traditional blues classics. So, Luke knows the blues well enough to hear how much they've changed in over a century since they began as African American folk music. That awareness is at the heart of Pink Kimono, a song from White Horse's latest record, Panther in the Dollhouse. Luke explains.
A sexual narrative, a sexy narrative, a seductive narrative has stood in for the darker side of the narratives that you hear in the blues. And that tends to be how it works for contemporary, privileged, white, liberal North Americans who want to flirt with the blues. Those become the narratives that make sense. So in some ways, Pink Kimono is really just audio foreplay. It's just, and yet at the same time, what I really like about, if there's one little twist in the narrative that I think is interesting, is that it's that in almost a sophomoric way, except my baby mom in a pink kimono. It says, yeah, but don't forget that moms are hot. And so I'm just going to leave it at that.
Thank you. loose enough to the rhythm of solitude, ashes to ashes to dust. Oh.
White Horse with a song off their very first album called White Horse. If you ever heard them do that song before, it was just Luke Doucette and Melissa McClelland, plus a lot of looping technology that helped them sound like a full band. But this is their first show featuring their new actual band, with Gregory McDonald on keyboards, Ryan Gavel on bass, and John Obersian on drums. Here's Luke Doucette.
So the thing about having a band, we're not very funny people. They're all really funny people, so the hang is pretty spectacular. They also play music fairly well, so that helps. But
dirty jokes in the band is much more important.
That's true. As a duo that have been making loops for years, there were a lot of compromises we had to make in order to circumvent some of the arrangement stuff that was on the record. We just couldn't do it because the loops had some limitations, and that was fun. It was challenging, and it gave us something to think about, something to work at. But the beauty of having a band is that we can actually play songs the way they were conceived and the way they were put together in the studio. And this is such a special opportunity, so these guys need to be recognized.
Thank you. people in the know. There's trouble in the tenements below. There's fire where the flowers used to grow. Ceased to make a father proud. Lovers wrapped up in cellophane. A bit of fruit is falling from his grave. I'm never going back. I'm running from the sun. Bullets at my heels. The devil's got a gun.
Of Canada who took their fight all the way to the Supreme Court to protect the rights of women and men on the street. This is called Evangelina. She's a superhero prostitute.
Thank you.
you so much.
Thank you.
Brian Gamble, Johnny O, Gregory McDonald, your White Horse.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks to the CBC.
That is the new full band version of White Horse, led by the original duo of Melissa McClelland and Luke Doucette. They finished up their set at CBC Music with an older song called Evangelina. White Horse will release their new album, Panther in the Dollhouse, officially on July 7th.